Reading for August 22nd, entitled, Get Acquainted with God. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Love for God should lead us to find true enjoyment in learning and doing his will. Thus we become every day better prepared to be overcomers, examples of the power that heavenly grace has to uplift and ennoble human beings. Christ was tempted in all points like as we are, yet he overcame. And today he waits to hear and answer the earnest requests of his children for the grace that will enable them to overcome. Be polite to those with whom you come in contact. Thus you will be polite to God. Praise him for his goodness. Thus you are witnesses for him, and you are preparing for the society of the angels. You are learning in this world how to conduct yourselves in the family of Christ in heaven. Lose no time in becoming acquainted with the principles that the children of God must follow. We are here to copy the character of Christ, to become familiar with his gentleness, his lowliness. This will place us where our record will be, ye are complete in him. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. By patience, kindness, forbearance, we are to show that we are not of the world, that day by day we are learning the lessons that will fit us to enter the higher school. When God's redeemed ones are called to heaven, they will not leave behind the advancement they have made in this life by beholding Christ. They will go on, learning more and still more of God. They will carry their spiritual attainments into the courts above, leaving nothing of heavenly origin in this world. As the books of heaven are opened, each overcomer is assigned his lot and place in heaven, in accordance with the advancement he has made in this life. The sons and daughters of God are led to persevere in the work of overcoming by the daily realization that they need to be taught by the Holy Spirit the good and righteous way. No sham work enters into their service. Every day they realize that they must hold fast the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end. When one deviates from the right way, the Holy Spirit, working on his mind, leads him to confess his error so that others will be warned against the same mistake. No one is to feel that his position is so exalted that he need not acknowledge his faults, lest others place a low estimate upon him. Never should a man be too proud to make the acknowledgment, I have erred. The least he can do after he has sinned is to show his sorrow and repentance. Men who do this will be honored by God, even though they make mistakes. Taken from Manuscript 31, dated August 22, 1903, entitled, Lessons from the Third Chapter of 1 John.